If I could just add one thing to maybe just piggyback on Brian, is that I think we're about to look at a gaping hole of an empty storefront on the corner of Boff Leverett Highway and 132nd in the next month or so. And I personally think that whatever we can do or whatever the city can do to get cracking on some business in here is, because you look at a very...
Landy, do we have an idea how much sales tax revenues that Safeway produces annually?
Not off the top of my head.
Maybe not much because of the food.
No, man.
It's mostly food.
No, I don't know off the top of my head. It doesn't strike me as falling out on, you know, the top 10 or 15 list.
I think that last, starting that sentence, it says existing land available for development, however, is limited. Just saying existing land available for development is limited, and that should be moved, then it continues on, to increase revenue and involve land use, et cetera. That should be down under making land as productive as possible. Starting with existing land available for development is limited. Mm-hmm. Take the however out.
That makes sense, Brian?
I think so.
Okay. Making land as productive as possible, I'd like to see us mention revenue generation. You know, we say as productive as possible, but these things have to generate revenue to fund our city. I mean, my house doesn't pay for itself.
Who would I mean to speak to you about that?
Yeah. Are you sure yours doesn't either?
I'm not speaking about that.
Well, that raises that spurred another comment for me. Do we want to tie into when we talk about redevelopment and stuff? I mean, we need to mention the whole what's going on with community transit and SWIFT 2 and the planning for the 527 corridor.
Yeah,
we want to be looking at the properties along that corridor that can benefit or help facilitate the transportation planning that's going on.
That'd be under that priority of managing transportation. Last item.
I think it fits under both. It fits under the priority we're just talking about, making land as productive as possible, but it also deals with it's not as much managing transportation, it's making sure that our planning is consistent with what's being planned on the transportation front. Mm-hmm.
What's the managing? How about just transportation planning?
Sure. I mean, SWIFT 2 isn't going to be effective. I mean, this is the same issue that the monorail faced in Seattle a decade ago. The problem was is the idea of a monorail looked great, but the city wasn't committed to increasing the density along the stops. And without that, you're not going to get the ridership, and it's not going to be successful. If we're not planning as a city for the areas along that corridor, if they're going to increase the bus capacity, if you build it, people aren't necessarily going to come. So we need to be planning just as community transit is planning.
Yeah. Tom?
I was going to bring up during reports, but I can do it now since it seems to be relevant. We had a meeting with the CT staff on June 12th, and a team came in talking about various, there's a lot of work going on with the plan of going from Canyon Park up to Boeing Field. And that's one thing to talk about, is there are certain areas and certain parts of that route that are areas that could be developed as really commercial sites that to get ahead of that.
Yeah.
And there's really production meeting, they're gonna be coming back to us probably the first of next year with a development agreement or a developer agreement, whatever they were calling it. Talking about sort of how we're gonna handle certain situations so it goes very smoothly. In the best case scenario, they would be acquiring properties or doing right away acquisition kind of stuff in 2016 and possibly even having service by 2018. But those are very optimistic if everything goes just as planned. So
but the point is, it's within the near-term planning horizon, and Brian's exactly right. I wonder if we almost ought to ask staff to help us rewrite this rather than jam that into one. Maybe that is a priority, is for us to really actively work with community transit on the opportunities along the 527-96 corridor that's going to be presented to us, essentially, we can either screw it up or we could leverage off of it. And maybe that's almost a separate priority here, rather than hide it inside these.
Yeah,
I don't
that
know.
Could also be in our comprehensive plan. We're talking about the policies about looking at those areas. That's probably one of the primary reasons to do so. Not only that, it's just aging and not looking as good as it used to be or as efficient. So that's an opportunity coming up.
Okay. So you're saying that you want it under transportation planning, or do you want something separate?
I'm thinking
separate?
Maybe it's almost the whole separate, rather than trying to tweak these, I wonder if there's a whole separate new one that talks about this.
Because now we're getting closer to what you're speaking of, the mass transit type of.
Yeah, and then it would sit as one thing, and if it doesn't happen, or if it gets pushed off for a couple of years, you'd take that block and be able to push it around, because it's kind of all stuff wrapped together. It's land use and transportation together, as opposed to putting a little bit in transportation, a little bit in land use. I'm sort of thinking there's another new priority we ranked. Staff rights.
I mean, to take advantage of the future SWIFT 2 line.
Yeah.
The priority about that, to be able to take advantage of that.
A couple of things about that.
Okay. Brian, is that working?
Yeah.
Okay. So, annexing land, going back to where we were.
Yeah,
so, is that, Tom, you got that?
Yeah, I think, sure. I'll take your stats.
Okay. Priority and annexing land strategically.
So this is one of those topics we're going to talk about more this year. This
yeah.
is the nut we can't
crack
seem
right
to crack, because we've dealt with this for as long as all of us have been on council and longer.
Well, I think we crack it. We just keep hitting ourselves in the head with it again.
Yeah. But this was, gosh, we really ought to look at strategic things as opposed to entirely just financial, but we
yeah.
get uncomfortable because they.
Well, we look at what some of the annexations are costing us now.
Uh-huh.
And now you.
I wish we didn't even have an underground camera, and I wouldn't know about
yeah.
all these things.
Yeah. You said a GoPro under there.
Before you decided to annex that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it was right to ask. I mean, would things have been different if you had looked at it first? And I think that if we look at another one, we're going to say, tell us what's under there.
Yeah, I mean, we've always talked about the road pavement infrastructure. That's what I put in my head. Never did I think about burrowing down and finding that kind of stuff. So, I think you're right, Mike. We're going to be looking at that. It's on our list to do.
Right.
So this specifically says, you know, that about the fourth or fifth sentence there, this exercise
will be considered during the upcoming comprehensive plan.
So that is kind of handled in, was that the amendments from a couple of years ago, or is that the comprehensive plan?
Well, the comprehensive plan at this point doesn't really sets in the new guidance. Urban growth area, and it says that you can also do annexations, and it talks about that if you increase your level of service down below what you have consistency, you'd have to provide more facilities or change your level of service in that area. But it doesn't really provide any kind of a strategy or prioritization of where you want to annex or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to get solved between now and June.
No.
So
we're going to be discussing annexations, so we can flag this one and come back to it when we have our discussion.
Yeah, it's better.
Because it really, I mean, if we're looking at things with an emphasis on the fiscal aspect, we're going to have a different result than looking at it any other way, because there's certainly new information of it. I mean, gee, there's not 100, yeah, we know what we know about the area.
And there's also the issue that if we want to know what's under the ground before we annex it, there's a lot of labor that has to occur ahead of time, and it's not cheap. So we certainly didn't make the budget last year and haven't made it before.
Okay. Shaping urban centers.
I don't understand what was intended here and why this is a priority.
So it was urban centers was a big deal, and the urban centers are 128th and I-5, 164th and I-5, and 190 something or other, and
196 Buffalo Road Highway,
yeah,
our borderline.
And so our feeling was, if those things are going to happen, if the county's going to say, let's put all kinds of density at those places, it's going to impact access to our city or the kinds of things that grow around us. And so even though those were way out on the edges of something we didn't really feel like we want to annex, we said we at least ought to be paying attention to this and showing up the meetings and pounding our fists, because at that time, the county was just kind of sliding these things through, and it was not, it was kind of scary for us. Now, I don't know why, maybe they just flying under the radar, now we're not so concerned, maybe it's changed, I'm not sure what's happened. But urban centers, I mean, it was a big deal a couple of years ago.
It still is. There's still developments being proposed that are going to add a lot of residences and businesses in those, centers. And the problem is that they're not ours.
The county's doing it.
You can shake your fist at them, but if it meets your zoning code, your hearing center's going to approve.
So, yeah.
I think that's what was hitting me, is we're talking about shaping them. Well, we don't control them. All we can do is show up and comment. We can't shape it one iota.
We don't have a whole lot of good history of listening to our comments.
Yeah.
The advisory in nature, and we forward them, and we'll talk to them, but if it isn't in the county code, and if the developer doesn't want to do them, the hearing's going to be wrong.
Yeah. And at this point, it's 3 years further, 3 or 4 years further, maybe that is, maybe everything is in casting concrete now in terms of what urban centers were. At the time, it still felt like there was at least a glimmer of hope you could convince the county to not do something totally crazy, but maybe it's all
the county has, to their credit, approved their development issues.
Yeah.
Birds, their
sidewalks.
Sidewalks. But it's still going to be a lot more development. And you can keep kind of getting better. Things that sat fallow for quite a while are have a lot more interest again. So it will be developed.
Well, and understanding that that's a source of revenue for them. I mean, they want that sales tax revenue today, and tomorrow is, you know, the next council's problem.
Yeah. And it's a lot of residential, too. So.
It is.
So the question now, this is a few years later, so that was why it was on the radar back then. They were just going, crisis mode, what do we do?
Yeah,
but
it was.
Maybe this is no longer a priority. Maybe we just recognize that's beyond, that's on the edge of our
We can't area. Control it. We can't control it.
So maybe that one comes.
I would almost advocate that that is an issue that we want to be involved with. I'm not sure that's one of our priorities that we're
going to
be spending our time working on.
You're exactly right. You're right. It's probably in the wrong place. It is in the wrong place for sure now. Maybe in the wrong place back then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where would you like to put it?
So maybe the issue is that there will be high-intensity development at those urban centers, and that will impact our citizens' ability to get into town, for instance. And that's an issue we should be aware of, but it's not a priority for us to shape it. It's an issue for us to recognize. More of a threat than an opportunity here.
Kind of more of a statement than anything we can change.
Okay, so it's not a priority, but it's an issue.
Maybe an issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Strengthening partnerships. Geez, aren't we partners with everybody?
Yeah, but I think this was, again, the sense was, we do a lot of things as a city. We only do the things that we have to do all by ourselves. And every place we can get partnerships, let's do those. So the attitude at that time was, let's partner with the schools, partner with the small aisle, let's partner with everybody we can, because partnerships make more sense than doing our own little thing. So, and we do that. So I think it's still a priority in terms of how we do things, is we use partnerships, maybe strengthening is our own verb.
Well, no, because we do have them. I think strengthening is, we just want to continue to strengthen
continue
our partnerships.
Continue looking
at
new ones
or maintain
also.
Strong partnerships.
Maintain or develop new ones or whatever. It isn't like the
maintain and develop new
some
partnerships.
I mean, I can't think of anybody that we don't partner. Somebody whispers something, hey, you want to partner?
Yeah, we're all involved in that,
Okay, managing transportation. So were we going to do something with, I mean, we can't manage a lot of these things. So is this where you had something about where were we going to do?
I think there's a whole new topic, another new priority called SWIFT 2
And development.
And development, opportunity, or I don't know what you, Tom's gonna draft something up. This one was just about transportation. To be honest, this one is just kind of some boilerplate kind of words. There's nothing in there that really says what we're supposed to be doing about that. And I think the I think a priority we've taken up since then is keeping our roads in good shape.
Right.
As opposed to...
We should do maybe maintaining our infrastructure, because that is a priority.
Yeah, I think that's better.
That's good.
Well, there'll be some significant changes to the transportation element, city engineer, including the mitigation program, so that's somewhat that changing your fees and setting goals and what your capital projects are going to be. So I think that would tie in.
I still think, though, maintaining our infrastructure has become a top priority with the council, everywhere from underground to
there. Yeah, part of
it's
roads and part of it's
infrastructure integrity.
And it's not in here as a priority, but it is as the city's aging, it is a priority.
It's a bigger deal now than it was before, of course.
It's big time priority.
So can we have something in there?
Maintaining our infrastructure.
Yeah, I think that would be a great priority, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't know why that wasn't in there, because we spent a lot of money on that.
Well, I think that all, remember, this was kind of, it was 2011 when we were talking about it. It finally got published in 2012, and I think the whole pavement preservation thing got started after that, didn't it?
That was one of the action items, I believe, that's on the pull-out page, was to identify the pavement preservation plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why.
But at that time, we were just going, well, we got to start working on something we hadn't really focused on yet.
Okay. Planned response.
I'd like to add a priority.
Yes.
I think we're actively working on this, and I don't know how to characterize this. I'm just going to throw it out there generally. It's the notion of identifying an opportunity for some kind of community recreation facility. I don't know if it's going to be the water park that Donna suggested a year ago. If it will be.
By the way, that's making money. FYI, y'all. Laughers, it was making money.
Whether it's a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club on Dobson Remillard, or maybe it ends up being we're back at this high school property. But my sense is that that has been one of our priorities for the last few months, and we're going down the path of hopefully in the next 6 months identifying something that we might decide to do.
So to put it in the strategic terms, would we make it more an umbrella that says priority to enhance recreation opportunities?
Yes. Some kind of community recreation opportunity, not being specific to anything.
Multi-recreational?
Yeah, or something like that. Because I don't want to name
label it.
And then get hung with it, because we haven't had the discussion yet. But I agree that we've had a priority discussion about enhancing parks and recreation and of opportunities. We're doing a survey right now. How do you say that in general terms?
Promote recreational
multi-recreation.
We haven't agreed upon, we might not all agree upon what we decide to do, but I think there's a consensus that it's a priority of ours to look at these and look at what's important to the community and figure out something that we might decide has the majority support to move forward with.
Yeah. So a general umbrella to stick that under would be good. Sure.
Remote multi-recreational facilities. So what we decided.
Opportunities. Multi-recreational opportunities.
Yeah, something.
Well, okay. Are we finished with that?
I don't know.
Yep, sounds good.
I had another one. I mean, we identified as an issue in the strategic plan the delayed economic recovery and the deficit spending, but then there wasn't a priority of what to do about it. And so I think, again, we have consensus amongst the seven of us that one of our priorities in the next year is to come up with a plan for addressing the structural issues with the budget for going forward. So I wasn't sure why that was identified as an issue, but not identified as a priority for how to...
That's the taxing document at the end. Mm-hmm. That's the taxing document.
Well, that outlines it. My point was simply we identified the issue, but for some reason... it wasn't identified as a priority to do something about it.
Structural fix? A structural fix? Is that what you're speaking of?
something to address the issue that was identified of deficit spending. I don't know what that structural fix may be. It could be the fire contract being renegotiated. It could be revenue enhancements. It could be implementing lean like Mr. Sordell recommended during the interview process. There's all sorts of things. The point being is I don't know what the fixes are, but coming up with a plan.
Well, as we go forward on like 412, it talks about fiscal balance, cost containment, economic development.
It's on the response section.
Right. Isn't that a response to the priorities?
Yes, it's a response. Yeah. Well, but my point was, it's not identified. You're right. It's identified as an issue, and then we jump in the plan to say, here's the response, but it wasn't identified as one of the priorities to deal with.
Ah, okay. Good thinking.
Yes, I...
Right now, 2 years later from this, I totally understand what you're saying as priority. Budget spending can't be maintained as
is. So what would you like to title it up as, Brian?
That's where I'm going to let my staff take it. Sitting here right now, I'm not sure. I mean, the notion is we've identified the issue of the deficit spending. The priority is figuring out a strategy for dealing with that going forward without getting into what that may be. But I think we've started that discussion, and that's one of the, I don't remember where it was on our list, but it's one of the things we identified we wanted to try to accomplish this year.
So, Landy?
Here's what, go ahead.
I think it's fine to make it a priority here. I said, you know, we have identified a couple things on the list. Reserve policy one, and revenue options again.
And development, controlling development to generate revenue.
Yes, would definitely help. These things are all sort of interconnected, obviously.
Well, like I say, I remember at the time struggling with these terms. This is a different planning model than I'm used to. I'm used to the SWOT thing, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And the threats were the issues in my mind. It was kind of going, this is okay. And the opportunities were these some of these priorities. And then this response was kind of, what do you do about it? If I use the translation that the priorities were all opportunities, then I wouldn't have put what you just talked about there in as a priority. But this is reading now, I'm trying to remember now exactly what priorities were supposed to be. As priorities, things you're going to focus on, because then we get the next section, is the plan response, which was kind of like, here's the problems, here's what we're going to do about them. Was in this plan response section, but maybe they don't all exactly track that way. So like you're pointing out in 412, 413, fiscal balance was the strategic plan, charts, of course, da, 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 da. So that was the issue of overspending and what are we gonna do about it?
Those ever evolving issues though, isn't it?
But a strategic plan is a living document, too.
Yeah. Right. No, so I'm just trying to figure, so I'm going back, is what Brian mentioned a priority? Were priorities supposed to be opportunities? Were priorities the things we recognized as problems and opportunities, and we were focusing on the minimum priority?
Dealing with deficit spending. That is a priority.
I totally
and
agree.
How are we going to address that? That comes afterwards.
In the response. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it should be a listed priority.
Yeah, I think you're right. I get it.
It doesn't have to be elaborate. I just want to make the link. It's an issue, and it's a priority to resolve, and here's the response.
Yeah. Yeah.
So dealing with deficit spending, because that's what we are doing. I mean, that is, we should be prioritizing how to deal with deficit spending.
And I would say it is an opportunity. I mean, that's how the Economic Development Committee viewed it, as an opportunity to deal with it as a way to show businesses that we're fiscally responsible and to incentivize them to invest in our community.
You got that, Lindy?
And our garbage is cheaper.
Our residential garbage is cheaper.
Yeah. And we're going to help
We have a
planning
effort. Recycling opportunity.
Okay. So, do you have any more priorities?
This is good. Somebody who's totally outside of it, you're reading it carefully, and there's stuff that we just didn't catch because you get close to it. We talked about it a lot, but it didn't really come through to me. That's great.
Okay. Okay, plan responses. Response to community character.
So I think these are leading to the 6 strategic plan goals. These line up. So goal 1 was about community character. Here's the community character that goes with that goal, right? Because then the second one is adequate level of quality public facilities, excellent public facilities. So these, the reason we've got these next 6 things, yeah, I think is they line up with those goal categories.
So what? So is the response like an action plan?
I think the response was the strategic level, here's in general what we're going to do about this thing that's so important to us.
So what is
the action plan? The action plan was, I think for me, the action plan gets down to specific projects, like that chart you're looking at.
So,
okay, what do we really
so we know that the goal is people like Mill Creek the way it is. They don't want to be a big city. They don't want walls and apartments. So now we have response to community character. I mean, to me, this doesn't really say a whole lot.
Yeah, so then the question is, when you look at that sheet for action items, were there action things that were hanging below this? This is, you got a goal, here's our general response, and then are there specific things we do in this biennium about it?
Okay, so basically our response is we get it. We agree that character is important.
Yeah, we don't let the comp plan change. A lot of it is don't change stuff because we're not trying to change the character. So the community character actions had two things. Yeah. One of them was the major comp plan update.
2014.
And our advice was don't mess with it. Keep it. Keep the community character and the.
I wonder what the PROS plan is. Why can I not remember
the PROS plan? What is the PROS plan, Tom?
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at this chart. This chart is the
Parks, Recreation, and Open Space?
Oh, yeah. That was identifying in 2012, we were going to work on a Parks, Recreation, Open Space plan.
And we're updating that. Our 6-year certification is coming up next year, so it's all coincides really well.
Yeah, so the new version of this chart now would show that that's out in 2016 after the comp plan update in 2015. This was action plan was written for stuff that was 1, 2, 3 years away.
Okay, so you'll update where things go then?
It's underway. There's already been a draft review by the Planning Commission. There's no proposal
to
do parks in different places.
No, but I was just saying, no, move this. This chart had it in 2012.
Oh, as far as the time, yeah.
We're because in 2012 we were looking at that thing, and now and you're saying in 2016 is the next time we're going to look at it.
Well, it's going to be looked at this year.
15.
In
okay, 15.
And it probably should have said 15 back in as well, because we just had our plan recertified 2 years before this plan was adopted. And, we should have said.
Okay, so you're going to be, we're going to be reviewing this as part of the comprehensive plan?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have a study session on that?
We'll have as many study sessions as you want. There has been, you should probably look back, you can talk about the planning commission, there's some, it doesn't change, like we talked about this a little bit a couple of council meetings ago. It doesn't go up and then take a whole different direction, it's still going in the same direction. There's some talk about how we look at level service and some other kind of stuff up there in the interface, but it doesn't really go a whole new direction than we're going before. It's important to keep it certified, though, because you need to have that certified by Congress.
It's
important to have it up to date.
Okay, so while we're talking about this, where appropriate, you're going to update this sheet?
Yeah, okay.
Good deal. Okay, so community character is basically we get it, we don't want to be anybody else, we like who we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Response to public facilities.
So this response had a lot of history in there. But it didn't have anything specific that is that far off. Well, we could read it carefully and tweak the words, but it's...
Well, do we want to reflect in here where, because this was setting the stage for some of the action items
yeah.
that have been implemented. So, for instance, in public facilities, the city has implemented a pavement preservation plan that has been started and is annually reviewed by the council.
Yep.
One thing that's not addressed here that wasn't brought up was the whole stormwater issue that were discovered in the north part of town.
So that's a new line on here. Yeah, and therefore you're right.
Because I think generally this is the response, the textual description of it is probably still relatively accurate. It's just that there's some additional, what we know now is some of the things have actually been implemented, and we've begun to look at I think it references that in the capital facilities plan, they prioritize the order of public facilities, mm-hmm. starting with the public works facility. And beginning this year or last year, we started to do that. I don't know what our intent is here, if we intend to fully implement or update this text to reflect those things, to update it of what has been done, or if we're just looking at to see if this is still generally accurate and not updated.
I think it should be updated on the holdout, but this is probably pretty still accurate.
Well, it kind of does, actually, because it notates or puts that little black dot that has action mm-hmm. at the current moment.
I think this is still up in the air how much new paper we generate. We've just done. Some of these things are not going to change much, but they're going to change a little bit. I'm almost thinking the things that we've redone, talked about tonight, it maybe makes sense to make a version 2015 out of it.
At least in this
chapter. Otherwise, it'd be confusing to somebody who's going to read it and be like, how come this project talks about this and this already happened?
And maybe that's the end product, is we're really updating this chapter, and maybe it's just a summary that most of the council has determined most of the assumptions are relatively the same. The issues, you know, have statements on updating the issues and updating the priorities and adding new priorities. And responses is the one I'm struggling with, because then it's how much do we go back and talk about what has been accomplished in the first 3 years since this was adopted.
I think with you, I think we make a new version of chapter 4.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it can be confusing. Somebody else should read it. A new person come along and read it, and like, this stuff I don't get.
Okay.
Probably worth the effort to. But what we're doing tonight is we're affirming that we're still headed the right general direction. There's no big issues, and it's going to be a matter of updating it, which isn't trivial, but it's not, doesn't take a lot of discussion.
Yeah, I think for the public facilities is, you know, we're going to have the public works building, and we think soon. That's coming back.
It's going to be late. It's not going to be on the 24th.
It's going to be in April.
I can mention now, next week we're meeting with the representatives from the district and the appraiser to make sure we're all on the same page. So the official appraisal is not even under the meeting.
Wow.
On the same page.
Can you say that again?
On the same page that there's no deals going on, that they are talking to the appraiser, I'll make sure this is taken care of, and we're talking to the appraiser, I'll make sure that you look at the easement restraints on the site, that we're all sitting down at the paid table at the same time. And it couldn't happen any sooner, because our appraiser, who's very good, is actually in federal court giving expert testimony this weekend, actually.
Who is the appraiser?
Ron Holfer.
Okay. Well, it would be nice if this reflected a more current state of affairs, if that's appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know, some of the comments in here about, you know, there's something with voted bonds and stuff. I think those things have started to slide.
There's some
away.
Pretty specific.
Well, I mean, should we be asking staff to just do a red line of these responses?
We can try.
Yeah. To update them?
Yeah. I mean, this is substantial work, but we can try.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm just going to say we are.
It's editable, I guess. I imagine so.
We need James here to tell us that, if he can recover it somewhere in the system.
But this starts getting more specific, so there's stuff in here. There's a long paragraph in here about a $20 transportation benefit district. It's like, I would take that out.
Wouldn't you? To be determined, yeah.
Or something other. This transportation benefit district thing was in here pretty specifically, and that we have not. It's
maybe be a revenue option. I don't know. still or something, but maybe Franklin River so far is pretty successful in funding.
Just a suggestion. This document is in a form somewhere. Mm-hmm. Rather than trying, I mean, this is a big job for staff. The way we're talking right now, is it possible to throw this out? This is our 2012 strategic plan. So here we have, I don't know, let me just pick
look
one.
At that page.
Let me pick one. Shaping urban, we take the chapter four, chapter five, or whatever the case may be, chapter four, and we just add another chapter 4A. And we say, we take every one that we've just talked about, mm-hmm. priority, shaping urban centers, 2012, delete. We no longer feel it's necessary to shape urban centers. Done. We had a thought process. This is a living document. We were, you know, had wisdom in 2012 about putting it in there. So that people don't go, what were they talking about?
Right.
Take an item, update it. Take an item, update it, add an item. This is new for 2015. These are new items. This is a rewrite that is just gonna, we're all over the board here. What about taking what we have and appendicing each item and changing it the way we think it should be changed? Can take this.
Yeah, I think we're talking about doing that, but the trick is we're not trying to do this by next week. We need to cut it into chunks because it's a significant effort to do some.
This is somewhere. What mm-hmm. what's wrong with taking it and then just starting? Here's this prior annexing land strategically. Still important, 2015, and we're going to add that we're going to be looking at, you know, just add your little comments to it, add your add-ons to it.
It's so almost doing an annotation of the chapter based on the 2015 council. So you're going
instead
through,
of editing the old one.
Right? Exactly.
Instead of editing the old one, the council reviewed this and determined this is no longer an issue. Or the council has added the following additional priorities to this.
Fantastic
so that it's a
idea.
Read, a 2012 read, and then you annotate each item.
And I think we're going to get a lot easier mm-hmm. staff.
Yeah.
Do you like
idea.
That idea?
I do.
Several sentences of annotation instead of editing.
Yeah.
And then we haven't lost the fact that there might be some things that still made sense with the 2012 story, but there's the 2015 sticky notes on top of it.
Do you think that's
a good
idea?
I like that, yeah.
It's a perfect word. There's continuity, yeah.
Because then you can read 2012, and you can see what's changed, and then delete entirely. Or, you know.
It's no longer an issue.
Yeah.
It's like legal.
I like that.
Okay, is that good for you, Landy? Is that good for you, Kelly?
Like,
is that
going to be? I think some of the surprises are going to be tighter.
Does that make it a little easier for staff?
And do it timely, too. I mean, that, you know, otherwise it will take a lot of
You know, when we look at the schedule, I mean, with the city manager hiring coming up, and Shane's got some idea that we have to do open public records nonsense at a lecture. We're looking at Dobson Remlard sometime in April at the earliest. So we're going to be working, we can go through this and get an idea and have a common, I think we're coming together on a common idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet with the Planning Commission, so we have to know something to talk to them. And then we'll be doing the city manager, and then we can get back on track with this. So I don't think this is all going to be changed next week. Mm-hmm. But in bites, it's manageable.
I was thinking that our goal would be to have, by the fall, something put together because we're going to have a better idea of progress we're making on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking short term that we're doing this in the next month or two.
Right.
No.
Me too. I think what we're doing right now is making sure there's no really crazy stuff in here that we don't agree on anymore or adding some stuff in that you've already noticed we missed. Those
like
are the things we need to clear in as a council, but then clean it up later can happen. Later.
This what prompted my suggestion was this big response to public facilities. Well, this is the transportation benefit district's no longer this. The business is. Well, at the time this was written, it was there.
Yeah.
So why not just do an add-on that we've adjusted the above public facilities to?
Here's what we're doing now. I think it's a good idea.
So let's do a little more. We're going to have to extend the meeting at 8:30, and we still have an action item and an executive session. So let's go till 8:30, then we'll extend the meeting, finish up our business, have an executive session, and hopefully get out of here by 9.
Okay. So just work on this till 8:30?
Yeah, we got another 10, 12 minutes. So we're up to public services now?
Okay, so public facilities got
resolved.
Are
we done with public facilities?
I mean, that can be cleaned up to delete some of the things that are no longer.
Or just put an update on it.
Yeah, you know, take that like whole paragraph.
Yeah, I think your idea was the 2015 update, forget this paragraph two, or they're not numbered, but. The TBD is no longer a viable thing.
It's been updated per new council.
This idea is no longer, something like that. Okay, public services.
How does it reduce the city's ability to raise revenue for the services it provides?
Because we can't do
Which one are you asking about here?
The second paragraph. While not providing utility services reduces the degree of the city's responsibilities, it decreases the city's control over quality and reduces the city's ability to raise revenue for the services the city provides.
Because I think what he meant was that if you have Alderwood Water District, they can raise their rates, but we can't raise their rates on behalf of the city. But we wouldn't get him in from that.
We wouldn't get him any anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand what that means.
That's kind of an error comment, isn't it?
Because we charge what we charge. And that's not referring to a utility tax, so.
That's possible. That's just flew under the radar and we didn't ask the question just asked. That's a good question. I can't picture what that was now.
Okay, well then maybe we don't need it.
Could I make a comment on that?
Go ahead.
I think, unfortunately, even though they pay their bills monthly, if you polled right now 100 citizens, they would not know that the city does not provide water and sewer to them. Because I get phone calls
from
the time asking questions about water and sewer, and I say, who do you pay your bills to?
That doesn't account for our ability to raise revenue.
I think, and this is just a guess on my part, I think this is in here because this is probably the only place in the entire document that says, oh, by the way, we are not a full-service city, because most cities do provide water and sewer service.
Which paragraph?
And they just stuck it under the public service part. It doesn't need to be in there, but for the average citizen picking it up.
But it has nothing to do with our ability to raise.
It's the second paragraph, first sentence, second half, as Pam was pointing out, shouldn't be there.
Right. It says, it reduces the city's ability to raise revenue for the services the city provides.
That's true.
So that,
I mean, what you say is,
it's, that just got in there, it should be
okay.
There is a cost, even though we don't provide water, sewer, staff has to spend some time answering questions, but it's not a big deal.
I think you just call Wisconsin nice guy. Okay.
Yeah, in general.
It's going to be interesting on the survey when the question says, how much are you willing to pay, always, to see what comes in.
For the CARB survey?
Did you get the survey thing, that wording changed on the...
We did.
I had people calling me saying, I want to take the survey, where is it? Because share your opinion just didn't make sense to them. And if they can't see it...
I thought it says take the survey.
It says share your opinion, or invitation to share your opinion.
It's kind of...
I had someone send me an email and they had trouble. I referred them to Sherry Ringstead.
Yeah. We should just have survey letters.
Yeah. So do we want to dive into the fiscal balance one, given the time we've got, or do we want
to... No, why don't we just go ahead
there?
If everybody's had enough, we can
hold here and the school balance.
The next one's going to be a little tougher.
Because that's going to take a while. It's okay.
So in terms, so help us, help me out again, Pam. What you talked about is talking about tonight and next time. We've gotten two-thirds of the way through the whole thing, haven't we? What other section are we looking at? We need to finish this one.
4, 5, 6, and A. Is that it, Landy?
Correct.
But 3, 4, 5, and A. 3, 4, 5, and A. Oh, we already took care of 3.
So the 5 is big.
This is the big job.
Okay, sorry, I got lost where we were. You're right. 5 is built. I was thinking 5 was just the chart, but 5 had a lot of words and this chart.
5 is only 7 pages.
Yeah, but they're big concepts.
But they're big goal stuff.
Understood.
Okay.
And I think some of the stuff we've discussed tonight.
Sure.
Hopefully, you know something, if it takes another week, we're going another week.
Yeah, I was just wondering how good we should feel about how far we got.
Actually, my big concern is your ability to participate via phone next time.
Yeah, well, so I will take a copy with me and we'll figure out some way I can beat the phone and say something, but...
Kelly, is there something we can do about that? Because Mike's an integral part of this.
This will work. I think what I'll do is we'll make it, if I hit the 4 button, it'll go beep, and he goes, God, that's obnoxious, but it'll mean I want
to
say
something. Here's Mike, he wants to say something.
I was trying to stay quieter.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay, because I don't think we're going to get done with this. You're going to get another opportunity to be here.
Sure.
But
I'm fine.
Especially since you were so involved.
Well, and that's it. A couple times, Donna and I can answer questions because we were here. And Tom is here, too. Tom and Landy, you guys know. You don't feel bashful. I've got to pull off the table.
She does.
I'm going to part of this because I got to travel. I don't want to be bored. I just left it on the table.
It's beautiful. Nice, isn't it?
And dating everything will make it a little easier because that text is somewhere. So.
How much time do we need?
Well, we have this, and how long is your report going to take?
I have nothing, maybe. Well, that I don't have much.
Read that. All your nice notes were amazing.
I wasn't going to walk you through it. I was just going to answer questions on it. But you're right. It's 5 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
And we have an executive session. So if we extend to 9:30, we don't have to stay to 9:30. It's only the executive session, right, Shane?
Correct. Yes.
I think, can't we just extend to 9? I think we should.
We can try that.
I'll make a motion that we extend the meeting until 9 p.m.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Passage unanimously. So, open discussion. Does anybody have anything? Okay, so we're up to action items. This is to authorize staff to submit an application to Apology for the Coordinated Prevention Grant Program for the State of Washington 2015 to 2017 fiscal budget cycle. And provide the required 25% match. Can we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion. Any discussion?
Hey, I got a question. So the timing is that you need to get this application done now, but there's still a chance that the legislature is going to say there's no money, in which case we would have wasted that effort on the application. Is that true?
There is extremely, well, never say never. It probably will not eliminate the program, but they might reduce it, so everything would be reduced proportionately.
So we get 25,000 and we'd spend a quarter of that.
Correct.
Instead of 35 or whatever. I think it still makes sense to do it, but I think there's that danger that the legislature could slash that money. I don't think they're going to, but that people are worried about that.
Well, that's not obligated to spend any more money because the contractions with the contractor will be written such that it's 25% of whatever the grant amount is.
Yeah.
I mean, the scope of work will be geared towards the grant amount, not towards what we hope the grant amount is.
Right, and all we're authorizing now is for you to go do the grant. A contract would come back, potentially would come back later, or we'd have another shot at talking about that. I guess it's under your signature limit.
We're not going to bring the contract back because the amount is under $50,000 and under our purchasing policy that can be signed by the city manager without approval of the city council. So this is basically
this is your one-shot deal. I have to get the grant application in next week to the county and then to the state by the end of this month on special software that they're just implementing.
Yeah. Okay, so my comment is not germane to the topic on the floor, but before the mayor cuts me off, we need better graphic design than this. This is not milk quality. And if that's what the consultant can do.
No, okay.
That's Marysville. Talk to John.
Well, but I'm afraid this is a product of the consultant you're talking about using with, and I'm just not impressed by this. I think there's much better work that's been done by waste management and other folks that I see us leverage off of. But we can talk about that later.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. We are now up to reports. Let's see, Debbie Grady offered, if anybody's interested in being on the New World, the email list for keeping up with the launch. She would be happy to add you to the email list. That was the email I got. And so if anybody is interested, let the chief know and come forward your email address to Debbie. So, but they said if anybody was interested, they wanted to add them. Two is I have a card here. Kelly picked it up for us. Chief Eastman passed away. And if anybody would like to sign it, she will see that it gets to him, to his family. And three is last week I went to Olympia and had a chance to meet with Senator Hobbs and Representative Harmsworth. And as a result, we are now on the transportation list for $4 million for as part of the money would be here in 2017-2019. It looks like the whole squat intersection at 130, it looks like that's going to get fixed. The county and the WashDOT are talking, the county's hoping WashDOT will pay for the whole thing. But I'd have to say that this success wouldn't have happened without Landy and Scott and Tom Rogers. Because when I got back, I walked in and said, hey, they need information, and people got right on it, and that's part of how we got into on the program. So the list is out, and we are there, but we are dead last. So now it's
up to you. What would be
the year? The money would be available in 2017 to 2019, so we have time to come up with the rest of the money, whatever that is.
Therein lies the problem.
Why?
Well, because I don't know that we ever all came together as a council and said we're going to fix 35th.
If we're not on the list, we're not going to get anything. You can always turn back money.
Okay.
And we're not obligated to anything. But quite honestly, it's up to Representative Dunshee and Representative Harmsworth to defend this in the House. Because it cleared the Senate on Monday, 27-22, but now it's over there.
Okay, well, I hope we can have a further discussion because
we're going to have a lot of discussion.
I haven't even seen the road flood this year. Sorry. I'm just not sure I want to spend any money because federal money is still my money. I'm just not sure that I feel comfortable putting that kind of money in a road that sometimes doesn't have a problem. And I hope we have a further discussion on that because
we are going to have a lot of discussion, but it seemed like if the opportunity was there to get a substantial grant that would cover almost the entire cost, is that we should at least get on the list so that we have an opportunity to have the discussion as opposed to not having any money and no discussion.
Yeah, I guess that's where the discussion point will come because I saw the list of the projects that were authorized, and you know what? I thought the project list was amazing, and there's safety issues where people's lives are lost. And I'm really glad they got their money. And I hope that we will have a lot more discussion about 35th because it's not on my radar to be a priority. I'd rather see the money go to improving traffic safety with barriers and accidents that have been happening in different places in the county. Said my piece.
Councilman Cavallari, any reports?
Nothing to report. I was just very happy with the collaboration with the two fellow council members up here and getting the scholarship to Zach. I thought that was a very exciting thing to be a part of, and that's candidate one.
Thank you, and I was glad to be part of that too. And again, thank you for bringing that forth, Councilmember Todd.
Only update was the Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee meeting last week. It was very uneventful, short, 20 minutes. We elected new officers. I think Brian Sullivan is the chair again, and Vern Little from Lake Stephen stepped up to again be the big city representative. I can't even remember who the small city representative ended up being. I can't remember if it was Karen Guzak or again or not, but a very uneventful meeting.
But good, you were there to keep it uneventful. Appreciate that. Thanks. So I put this, I had this go into the packet, just I thought you might be interested. This was a very interesting presentation at PSRC. This is kind of the first cut of the transportation study they'd done, which is a 15-minute telephone interview. And if you turn to the first, I guess, the second page there, third page is labeled, transportation is a top concern. They were really blown away by this. This was an open-ended question. What's your biggest concern? Extraordinary that it came up this strongly for one thing. Normally people are, oh, the economy, jobs, unemployment, this or that, you know, and it's just, it's really wild that 47% came up, and they thought that was significant, that people are really focused, and you see it a lot in the news too, that transportation's a big deal. Good the legislature's talking about it, good these group folks are talking about it. There will be another subsequent report on this, and I'm sure we'll be able to get to the data. It will cut it six different ways to show, here's what Snohomish County thought, here's what old folks thought, here's what poor folks thought, here's what rich folks thought. All those different cuts will come. But I wanted to just pass this along because you may hear about it, because I think PSRC kind of put it out there pretty quickly that this is, transportation is the top concern. So I wanted you guys to see the slides.
These are your notes?
Those are my notes on the side as
excellent.
As the presentation was being made, she made a few extra comments that weren't here. And so I just wrote those things down. And I didn't get them all, but I kind of caught the ones that were important. So if it doesn't make sense, it might make sense to me still or might not. I'm sorry. If anybody's got any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But next month when we get the full report, I'll make sure we get a copy. And I'm sure staff will, they'll probably send it out to you guys or you can get it. And I think it'd be interesting to look at it with respect to Snohomish County and our demographics, too.
Thank you.
And any questions on that? And the second thing, I think we, you know, that we've been talking a lot at Snohomish County cities about our legislative agenda, and we did that as a group this year. Went pretty well. I think because of our transition that we had here at our city, I think we kind of dropped the ball. And I'm not blaming us because our situation was this tough. But what we should have done, we as a group should have been saying, okay, what do these priorities for the county mean to us, for the city, and then we should have developed a city legislative agenda. So we would have gone down there and had the discussion that Don is asking about. You know, what do we really feel about? Do we want to pitch, you know, shoot a silver bullet for $4 million on the transportation budget or not, or what the big issues are? And so I think that's important that we do that in the future so we're together. Because I'm with Donna, too, that I'm not sure that's the top priority for the limited money the county got. The county had $1 billion on our list, and we as a county got 570 or something other on the list. And so I go like, I'm just not, as much as I love Mill Creek and as much as I'd love to have the money, I'm not sure our $4 million is ahead of somebody else's $4 million that might have been some other project for safety on Highway 2 or things like that. So I think it's just lesson learned. Next year we should make sure we've got an agenda topic to talk about our legislative agenda ahead of the session and get our representatives in there, in here, and talk to them about that ahead of session. Because which is great. He's going to come and talk to us. And it's fantastic that Mark's there and he's looking out for it. He's got a city background. Hobbs done a pretty good job, although he's a busy guy because he's the big kahuna on transportation. Like you said, it's going to depend on Hans Dunshee to let it go because he's got a lot of control on that particular part of the budget. So I'd be surprised if it goes very far. But anyway, talking to all of those folks is important. Thanks. End of my report.
Okay. City manager.
We'll have another status report update from the recruiter next week.
Do we know how many more applications came in? Do we just know a number?
I can't say. I mean, I received a couple emails from him, but I don't think there were any more numbers than from what we heard a week ago.
Okay.
That's all.
Anything else? City attorney?
No report, thank you.
How about the finance director?
We're having a major software upgrade next week. We'll be busy.
Director of Community Development?
Good luck on that.
Thanks. A couple very short ones. Ballards have arrived,
apparently. Yay!
They're not installed yet.
Not yet.
We're a lot closer than we were. It should be soon. The other item is that we did get our environmental documents out for the critical area regulations. We haven't had any comments yet from anybody, but barring any extremely critical comments, we're going ahead and advertise for a public hearing on the 19th with the Planning Commission. I did send out an email with some background information. Hopefully you got a chance to take a look at that. If you have any questions or if you want staff to do a more formal presentation before the public hearing, you certainly see the same presentation after the public hearing. We should be willing to do that.
Thank you. Public Works Director.
Just to clarify my comments on the appraisal, it's not that nothing's been done. The appraiser or the appraiser staff is reviewing both the title report that I purchased and the title report that Silver Lake had done, as well as the 100-page environmental, phase one environmental assessment document. So things are going in that way, but as far as sitting down and determining what the value is, that part is not yet started.
Thank you. Lishi?
No report, Mayor. Thank you.
Kelly?
Just very quickly, I sent an email out about the local government leadership forum coming up on March 19th. They are making city clerks deliver councils know about this free training for WCIA members. So take a look at it if you have any further questions.
I like free price. I want to go.
Yeah.
I 19th is good for me now.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've never been before, but it looked good early on when I saw it. I thought it had a price tag. I was considering it. I wasn't.
No, it's WCIA. It's free.
Nice.
For us. I think I mentioned that one several weeks ago. It sounds very good.
Have you been? It just sounds good.
I just signed up to go as well because it sounded so good. I mean, frankly, the subject matters aren't with me right now, but I remember when I looked at it, it sounded very good. I've been looking at it.
What's the subject matter? Do you remember, Mike?
Yeah, it was. You know, from WCIA's standpoint, it wasn't very specific on liability kinds of things, but it was all the kinds of things that if you were city manager or city council person, you want to know that are not liability, but the important things to know about. Not about planning, not about police, but about running a city kind of stuff. And it just looked like a good day of training. She sent it. Look back at the email. Well, that's the same place.
Yes.
Oh, well, then they've got to be done then.
Yeah, they'll be done at 4. It's 8 to 4, and then after that, you wait around for an hour and a half and go to Cities and Towns.
Where is it?
Is it in the Convention
Center? Oh, okay.
And it's the same day as the Economic Alliance economic forecast for 2015.
Was that morning, too?
It's that afternoon.
So it conflicts with that then? Oh, that's.
Too bad. Okay, anything else, Kelly? Okay, so next up is an executive session.
Audience communication.
Oh, audience communication. Well, it's not there. Audience communication, is anybody want to? Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Really rich, but nothing to say. Okay. Actually, audience communication.
Brian and Rich only write stuff. They don't say
stuff. Okay, anyway, we're going to have an executive session for potential litigation for RCW 4230-110-1I. And the estimated length of time is 10 minutes, and we estimate no action will be taken.
No action.
So. I saw a copy.